The bond market is very tricky. I was watching it, but if you look at it now, it's beautiful. The bond market right now is beautiful. But I saw last night where people were getting a little queasy. I think everything had, the big move wasn't what I did today. The big move was what I did on Liberation Day. Cut the bow and you have to do what you have to do, right, Roger?
90-day pause.
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions, because we have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. No other president. I know the presidents. They wouldn't have done it. And it had to be done. What was happening to us on trade, not only with, you know, if you look at it, not only with China, but China was by far the biggest abuser in history, and others also, but somebody had to do it. They had to stop because it was not sustainable.
I was watching the bond market. The bond market is very tricky.
I'm honored to have done it. And, you know, look, nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it. You know, it's one of those things. They don't know how quite. They're proud people. And President Xi's a proud man. I know him very well. And they don't know quite how to go about it, but they'll figure it out. They're in the process of figuring it out, but they want to make a deal.
It wasn't sustainable what was happening. Somebody had to pull the trigger. I was willing to pull the trigger.
I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate, because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate. So we'll see how it all works out. I think it's going to work out amazing. I think that our country is going to be at the end of a year or shorter, but I think we're going to have something that nobody would have dreamt possible.
Look how much it changed today. We went from
a deal's going to be made with China. A deal's going to be made with every one of them. And there'll be fair deals. I just want fair. They will be fair deals for everybody. But they weren't fair to the United States. They were sucking us dry. And
they'll call John. They'll do somebody. They'll go through somebody. But
it's going to work out, and it's working out. I can tell you, working out maybe faster than I thought. But I said, it's going to take a little conditioning. It's a transition to, I think it's a transition to greatness. It's going to be greatness. Our country is going to be, there'll be nothing like it.
Somebody had to do it. Roger actually said it, that Charles Schwab was here.
There are some that have been hard. There are some that, by the nature of the company, get hit a little bit harder, and we'll take a look at that. Yeah,
we took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China and others, and I saw
you have to have flexibility. I could say, here's a wall, and I'm going to go through that wall. I'm going to go through it no matter what, and keep going, and you can't go through the wall. Sometimes you have to be able to go under the wall, around the wall, or over the wall. These guys know that better than anybody, right?
The election, but they're coming in because of the tariffs.
We went from, pretty moderate today, but over the last few days, it looked pretty glum, to, I guess they say it was the biggest day in financial history. That's a pretty big change.
All of the horrible deals that were made, all of the horrible trade